Good afternoon, good evening, good morning. Welcome to the Noise of Carpet Radio, specializing in indie noises of the 1990s on CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca. Hello, welcome to today. We're going to start things off with a song called Moonshake by a band called Can from Munich, Germany in 1973. The song's called Moonshake. Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Moonshake on the Noise of Carpet Radio. It's Wednesday. Thank you for listening. It's Mike here. I have some plans for you today. Today we're going to go through a little bit of the history of the Two Pure independent British record label out of South London. In the early 90s, rolled into the 2000s, but sort of got watered down by Big Brother eventually. So we started off, that band was Moonshake. That's Margaret Fiedler and Dave Callahan. Margaret eventually moves on to the band called Laika, which we'll listen to later. The song was Girly Loop. Big Good Angel is the record from 1993. And to start the show this morning, or this afternoon, or this evening, a band called Can from Munich, Germany. A song was Moonshake. There you go. Album Future Days from 1973. Their singer, Damo Suzuki, passed away last week, or a couple of weeks ago. Excellent vocalist and artist as well. Sang for Can for three albums. They bumped into each other while Damo was busking in Munich. Apparently, and sang for three albums and then moved on to be one of the singers for a massive band called the Jehovah's Witnesses in the mid-70s. Damo Suzuki with a song called Moonshake and his band Can from the day. Two Pure Records, as I said, South London and Wandsworth. They started in late 89. A couple of the guys, Richard and Paul, I don't know much about them going forward, started to do some live music nights in North London in the late 80s called The Sausage Machine. Not sure the name either. And bands like Silverfish, Voodoo Queens, The Faith Healers, I guess, played there live. And this naturally led into starting a label. These guys, I don't know if it was just good timing or they seemed to set up something that artists, set up a label that artists respected and gave artists some independence and some control over what they were producing. And in walks in 1991, two generational talents, I guess we can call them, Gene Harvey, the band PJ Harvey, and Stereolab dropped cassettes at the label and were eventually signed. PJ Harvey, this cassette was a dress and Sheila and a gig. And Stereolab, I think they did three EPs before that on their own label, and they signed for Two Pure and re-released them. As the years went by. So that's Two Pure as a start. So again, South London, early 90s, grunge is hitting independent. There's money for independent music and there's money chasing down good sounds and good artistry. And so starting up next, we'll go with PJ Harvey. This is Dress. It is a demo. So I don't know if this is what they heard in the day. It was released on vinyl afterwards at some point. So this is from 1991, PJ Harvey with Dress on Noise of Carpet Radio, broadcasting to you from unceded Coast Salish territory in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Thank you for listening. To walk in the dress, it's not easy. I'm brilliant avant-pop, post-wave, electro, indie jangle for you from Stereolab. Song is Perversion from the Peng compilation of 91. From one of the EPs before that, I forget which one it was. And before that was PJ Harvey, genre-free song Dress, as the demo of Dress from the Dry Demos record that was released whenever in the late 90s, maybe early 2000s, and that was from 1991.
Radio Alicia is the only radio show with Spanish subtitles. We broadcast in Technicolor every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Radio Malicia.
We program happy rhythms, predominantly in Spanish, but with tons of Canadian and female content. We also feature phone interviews with local and international artists.
Radio Alicia.
Every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM.
So the next band we're going to feature today on our Two Pure label spotlight is called Seafeel. They were from London. They're an electronic post-rock band. So they say, guitar, bass, shoegaze, and electronica. Their tape, early 91 or so, a tape was sent to John Peel, the influential British DJ of the time, and Two Pure Records. They signed them up, and this is their debut album for them. The album is called Quick. The song is Industrious, and this is where the label was heading around this time. This is 1993. You might see the house band influence on this band. This is Seafeel. Song is called Industrious on the Noise of Carpet on CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca. Thank you for listening. There's CFIO with Industrious. They moved on to Warp Records after this record. So it seems like Too Pure seems to be sort of a breeding ground somewhere where bands can hone their talents and then maybe move on to bigger stuff. I'm not sure. Listening today, Noise of Carpet is on Instagram, Noise of Carpet Radio. So checking in today, Darlene is listening in Mission, Aideen is listening in Rathmines, Dublin 6, Richard in Regina, Roddy in Dartmouth, Dave in Ryslip, and Steve in West Kirby. So thank you for listening, everybody. Coming up next is a band called Long Fin Killy or Kylie. I've always read about them. I don't know much about them. Extraordinary musicians from Scotland. This is songs called The Heads of Dead Surfers. Marky Smith is in there somewhere.
Clear hair, clear smile, dead style, designer beach clothes, and the typics of a poet. It's Beach Boy Achilles, a former leading light of radio, drowned in some tan lotion, makes a bold declaration.
Imaginary man.
City.